Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Darren Ferhill.
Audrey, it was absolutely brilliant to see Katie Taylor rock into Dublin yesterday and her team. What an entourage to promote the big fight, the upcoming fight with Chantel Cameron. Cameron, undisputed light welterweight world champion. Taylor would like to add those belts to her own collection and become a two-weight undisputed champion. And it was quite the occasion at the Mansion House in Dublin. Katie Taylor doing many, many interviews, Cameron also doing them, and her promoter, Eddie Hearn. And the big debate, as we know, was Croke Park as the venue. It's generated so much debate, but on this programme, across all the airwaves and on plenty of newspapers as well, yesterday, as you can imagine, there was plenty more questions on the subject. Eddie Hearn, the fight promoter, admitted to RTE that negotiations with the GAA left him frustrated, but he is willing to revisit the prospect once everything goes to plan on the 20th of May at the 3 Arena. Eddie Hearn's been speaking to Siobhan Madigan.
I think there's no guarantees, especially because of how tough this fight is with Chantel Cameron. She has to win that fight first. But, you know, Croke Park or an outdoor stadium is still an option. But this may be the only time Katie Taylor returns back to Ireland. Who knows? But, you know, she's got plans to go on for many years to come. We'd still love to visit that as an option. But right now, just the focus is May 20th at the 3 Arena.
With your negotiations with Croke Park, would that put you off potentially in the future going back there?
No, I mean, it was frustrating. And look, I understand many of their reasons. But, you know, the fact remains that, you know, people can try and say, and you know, you can have a political hat on and say, no, the rental cost is the same as Wembley. We're not talking about the rental cost. We're talking about the running cost of the requirements that we've been asked to put in place are three times as much as Wembley Stadium. And Croke Park's a great stadium, but so is Wembley, by the way. And just, you know, it didn't make a lot of sense for us to proceed on that basis for that fight. But also, we also understand that on May 20th, there's also a rugby match. And from a tourism point of view, the city will be full anyway. So I think if we do revisit it, we need to revisit it with Croke Park, with the tourism department, and say what dates would actually suit to drive all this traffic into Dublin for that weekend. And then maybe we can get some support there. Because if the costs are the costs, then to make it work for everybody, you know, and you know, I had a question from the media. They said, why didn't you just pay for it? I said, thank you very much. But it just doesn't work like that. It has to make sense for everybody as a business as well. And it made sense for 3 Arena, and we're up and running.
So all going well and everybody comes through with the desired result on May 20th, September looks a fairly quiet month in Dublin.
Yeah, maybe. It's boxing though. So as I said, this could be the only time Katie Taylor fights in Dublin. You never know. But she's got ambitions to go on for many years to come. And if that's the case and she keeps on winning, yeah, hopefully it's the first of many.
Yeah, the downside to all of this is the attendance. So the 3 Arena, maybe 8,000-9,000 people, Eddie Hearn was saying at his press conference yesterday, and anyone that's hoping to go along with the kids, I'm not sure that's going to be a prospect for you on this one. The tickets will officially go on sale next week, and when he was asked about the ticket prices, his quote was, from very accessible to expensive. So there you go, we'll find out next week. Looks like time could be up for Antonio Conte at Tottenham. Reports late last night suggest that the club are about to part ways with the manager, and I think this follows the rant after the draw with Southampton the weekend. He called the players selfish, and he had a bit of a go in a roundabout way at the club's owners as well. Time will tell on that one. The Republic of Ireland will continue their preparations for the friendly against Latvia today. That match, of course, takes place tomorrow. We'll hear from the Irish camp a little bit later on in the programme. And finally, Johnny Sexton is an injury concern for Leinster after he hurt his groin in the win over England at the weekend. He is almost certain now to miss the Champions Cup last 16 clash with Ulster on Saturday week.